Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
KRC.
Sloppy start to the day. We could use some good news this morning.
Buckle up. This is an incredible story. So this comes out of the state of Indiana. So a couple years ago, Indiana unsealed documents about old adoptions. And a woman named Karen Warner found out she had a long-lost twin brother. Like, she always knew she was adopted, but she didn't know that she had a twin brother. And she didn't know his name. So she eventually figured out, she did a lot of research, she figured out that it was one of three people who were born on the same day at the same hospital. And it turned out her twin brother is a guy named Mike Jackman, who happened to be an old classmate of hers. They had recently become Facebook friends, just happenstance, just a coincidence.
Oh, wow.
And he only lives five blocks away from her.
We're not really friends, we just knew each other.
We actually went to school together.
It's been overwhelming. That's why I told Karen.
When we get together, I mean, we talk, we laugh. Everybody kept coming up with nothing because we didn't have a name to go by or anything. We had just became friends on Facebook.
It filled a void in my life. There was something out there I didn't know was there, and now it's here.
He said that when they get together, they have a tendency to have the same mannerisms, and they use some of the same phrases. They do a lot of the same things.
I'm surprised, since they are twins, they didn't have that twin sense.
I guess
that,
it depends on how close you are. Like, classmates, you might not even interact with that much.
Right.
If you're in a big school, you might, I know who that guy is, but I don't really talk to him.
Right.
But it just goes to show you siblings are born with a lot of the same characteristics, no matter who raises you. Look at that. They're twins, and they have a lot of these same characteristics, even though they hadn't met until a couple months ago.
I recommended a couple of years ago, you probably saw the story about the triplets from New York.
Yes.
And
three identical strangers.
They were all separated at birth.
Yes.
Yet when they got together, they all acted exactly alike. It was so bizarre. Yeah, and they had, you know, up until they were in their late teens, they didn't have any interaction with one another.
I find that just fascinating, which that's a really great movie to watch, by the way. Anyone out there, if you haven't seen Three Imaginary Strangers, it's fantastic. But I'm so happy for these two. Look at that. Now they have each other for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, nice story.
Yeah.